Spiritually. You've heard, I imagine, about the evening's other event.
No, what?
Henrik and Anne ran off together.
Ah, oh, Frederick.
I think I should get up and confront the world, don't you?
Isn't it rich?
Are we a pair? You hear it lost on the ground.
You hear me down. He's wobbling.
No, I see not. In fact, it's hardly possible, but...
Was that a farce?
My fault, I fear.
Me as a merry-go-round.
Me as King Lear. Oh, how unlikely life is. To lose one's son, one's wife, and practically one's life within an hour, and yet to feel relieved, and what's more, considerably less ancient. Desiree!
Poor Frederick!
No, we will banish poor from our vocabulary and replace it with coherent.
Coherent?
Well, don't you remember your manifesto in the bedroom? A coherent existence after so many years of muddle. You and me. And of course, Frederica. Oh, Desiree.
Applause for the clown.
They're finally here. How does Malmo appeal to you? It'll be a high sunburn season.
Why not? Oh, God.
What is it?
I've got to do Hedda for a week in Helsingborg.
Well, what's wrong with the purgatory before paradise? I shall sit through all 8 performances.
Don't you think you should go to bed, Grandmother?
No. I shall stay awake all night for fear of missing the first cockcrow of morning. It has come to be my only dependable friend.
Grandmother?
What, dear?
I've watched and watched, but I haven't noticed the knight smiling.
Young eyes are not ideal for watching. They stray too much. It has already smiled. Twice.
It has? Twice? For the young and the fools?
The smile for the fools was particularly broad tonight.
So there's only the last to come.
Only the last.
Armfelt is dead.
But she's smiling.